tuning into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we are available on AmericaOutLoud.com, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. And we always appreciate when you share that on social media. We face the same kind of censorship that so many of you do. So when you share on social media, we always do appreciate that. We've got a lot to talk about again tonight. Going to continue on the Hunter Biden possible connection with the cocaine in the White House. If not Hunter Biden, whose cocaine was it? We're going to talk about these FBI informants. There's just so much to talk about tonight, and we're going to be sure to get to it all. But what I want to start off with is this latest economy report, the jobs report that came out recently, saying that Biden once again added 390,000 jobs to the economy, which we all know that he's gotten a lot of credit for jobs with just people returning to work from COVID. I mean, his jobs numbers are so heavily inflated. It's pretty crazy because this guy really hasn't created that many high paying good jobs, if any. It's just a fact of people going back to work and now having to deal with this record high inflation. We've got a record number of people who are working multiple jobs, which is not the sign of a healthy economy, that people have to literally work 80 hours a week or something just to pay their bills. But this is where we are at here in the Joe Biden economy. The pay raises are not keeping up with the inflation, so people are having to double down, triple down on their jobs. And you've got Biden bragging about it like this is a good thing, but it's not a good thing when people have to just work their lives away. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts on the latest jobs report?
Andrew, I'm doing great. And I hope all of our listeners are doing great as well. I hope they all have jobs. They don't have more than one job. I hope they only have one job, and I hope that one job is able to pay the bills, put food on the table. Now, as you said, we all know that the job numbers that they're talking about is from people who are returning to work, and we've spoken about this before on the show. It's not that new jobs are being created. They're just the jobs that were already there. I mean, I'm looking at a report now from CNBC, and it's saying that the June jobs 1 month net. And the biggest field whereby jobs, there seems to have been an increase in jobs with healthcare and social assistance, government, construction, leisure and hospitality, which always sees a big pickup, professional business services, financial activities, manufacturing information, and so on and thereafter. But just going back to the healthcare and social assistance. Well, let's remember during the COVID, what happened? You had a lot of hospital workers that quit their jobs out of fear that they could get COVID. Some of them quit their jobs because, as they were being told, there was a lack of personal, PPE, the stuff that you're supposed to put on the mask and to keep them, protect them from COVID. And we saw some of them were even exaggerating and putting on garbage bags. It was a big scam. Do you remember that, Andrew? Now that I think about it, they had people on TV crying, healthcare workers saying, we don't have protection and we need protection and we don't have the necessary personal supplies that's going to keep us from getting COVID. And they were putting on garbage bags on their heads, on their feet, in their hands. And you had the media coming out saying, oh, this looks so bad. And this is all because of Trump. Yeah, but I'm like, this is manufactured drama.
Yeah, it's like I can picture like 80 years from now, them making a movie on the pandemic. And people will be going, no way that's real. No way were people that stupid. Well, and it's like, here we are.
Here we are. And you're saying not, 80 years? Go ahead.
Yeah, not to mention the same nurses that they acted like they idolized and looked up to for responding during the pandemic. They had so much love and support for the medical community. Then it came down about a year and a half later when the vaccine was mandated, and any medical professional who didn't want to get the vaccine, the left said, "Oh, they should be gone. Let's fire them." I mean, this is how quickly they changed their minds on some of this stuff.
They kicked them out and said, "We don't love you anymore." Initially, it was, "Oh, we need to love these people because they're the front lines of defense and they're putting their lives on the line." I mean, all these stories, and I was there playing the violin, like, "I don't believe this. This is crazy." But they were doing it because they wanted it to look bad on Trump. And I think we said the other night when Trump had said, "Well, I'm going to come up with the vaccine," it's like, "Oh, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it." I remember Joy Reid on MSNBC laughing about it, saying it's impossible. All the experts said it will be like five years out. It'll
Ten
never
years.
happen. 10 years out, it'll never happen. And then when it happened, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take the vaccine, because they were always looking for a way to make Trump look bad. So remember, they said don't take it. Even Kamala Harris came on TV and said, "If it's from Trump, I won't do it. I would have reservations." Joe Biden said it.
Yeah, just to play politics, think of this. The Democrats are running for office in 2020, and this was purely political because we saw when Joe Biden got into office, he pushed the vaccine more than anybody. But this guy and Kamala Harris were trying to act like Trump was in a lab creating this vaccine himself or something. I mean, it was just insane. They're trying to act like this vaccine Trump was going to rush out and intentionally hurt all these people. And then all of a sudden, when the vaccine actually hits and Joe Biden takes office, all of a sudden Joe Biden wants to mandate people to get a vaccine that him and his vice president had already badmouthed. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
They tried to mandate it, and if you didn't take it, what happened? People were fired. And as a result, people left the ranks of being employed. They went to the unemployment line. And when they were there, they tried to keep them there by saying, "Oh, we're going to give you all these freebies. Don't work. We're going to give you all this government assistance, and you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that." So there was a shortage in workers, there was a shortage in restaurants, a shortage at the hospitals because doctors were quitting, nurses were quitting, and some of them were even fired because they didn't want to take the vaccine. The same thing with the police department, the same thing with the fire department. It ran across the spectrum. Now that things have settled down, people are going back to work, especially in hospitality and restaurants and the medical industry. So the job numbers look to be seem to be inflated, as if, though, wow, look at what Joe's doing. Look at this great economy. Look at, oh my God, he's just on fire. But if that's the case, why is there inflation? Why is Jerome Powell, the Secretary of the Treasury, looking to increase interest rates? We've already had, I think it's three increases since the beginning of the year.
Heck,
They're looking at.
sorry to cut you off, but if the economy is doing so well, why is Joe Biden trying to bail out students for student loans? They should be making plenty of money just to pay their own loans. Sorry to cut you
Bingo,
off.
Andrew. Bingo. Why aren't they trying to bail students out? What's going on here? But the economy is great and people going back to work, and people are believing this. This is a man you cannot trust, because they'll say one thing and they will do another. This is the same man who told companies, "You fire them if they don't take the vaccine. They must take at least one and then a second." Only to find out that the vaccine was not working. We said this before. Yes, Trump came up with the vaccine because he knew if I don't have a vaccine, they're not going to free the people. They're going to want to keep them tethered at home, giving them free money. So he did what he had to do. He said he would do it, and he did it. That was another win, Chris Christie. He didn't say it was going to be the latest and the greatest. It was going to keep you from getting COVID, which is what Biden said, the Biden administration, which is what the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, said, the same Surgeon General who found out the other day over, not the other day, I just want to be specific, who found out on Independence Day that he and other members of the Biden administration were to stay clear of social media because a judge ruled that you guys are lying. You're lying to the American people using big tech, so I want you to stay clear of social media. We can't forget this. We cannot forget it. This is the same administration that's trying to say, oh, look at what I did with the job numbers. Okay, well, you were just told to stay away from social media because you guys spread disinformation. And that was a federal judge in Louisiana. We spoke about it the other night. This is huge. So while they're trying to toot their horns and, oh, look at the job numbers and look at what we've done. Well, Terry Doughty just told you to stay away from social media because we know that you have a propensity of lying and that's misinformation. So what do we say now? Now what's going on? See, folks, if you're able to tie the dots or connect the dots, you'll see that this administration is nothing but a joke. This administration lies continuously, the same way they're lying about the job numbers. They'll tell you one thing, when in actuality, it's not what they're saying. So while they're saying he's trying to beat his chest and say, oh, look at what I do with the job numbers, it's like, okay, well, maybe that same federal judge needs to come out and tell you to stay away from job numbers also. Stay away from the Department of Labor because you're probably cooking the books and you're not being truthful to the American people, the same way you weren't truthful with COVID. And you were able to spread your lies because of social media. We have to connect the dots and we have to realize that this Joe Biden's administration is not an exemplary administration. It's not anything that you want to look up to, including the family. This is the same Joe Biden who goes out and says, I have six grandchildren, when in actuality, Andrew, he has seven. He has an illegitimate child, and I hate to say that because it's no fault of the child, in Arkansas, fathered by Hunter Biden and a stripper. The child, I think, now is 4 or 5 years old, but Hunter Biden doesn't want to have anything to do with this child. This is the same administration that's telling you, oh, look at the job numbers. Well, how can we believe you with that when your own private life is in shambles and you want us to believe and think that you only have six grandchildren as opposed to seven? And Jill Biden, she's right in on it. This family should be ashamed of themselves. They're not an example for the American people. They're nothing but a bunch of liars. Look at how they viciously attacked Trump and said that he was a bad person. Everything that they are accusing him of, they are guilty of. Well, Trump, he's a womanizer. He's a playboy. Well, what is Hunter Biden, the first son? What is Joe Biden? We can't forget about Joe Biden and Tara Reid, who was a White House congressional aide, whom he assaulted.
Yeah, it's a crazy special prosecutor, Jack Smith, going to get on top of this Hunter Biden cocaine
Wait,
case.
hold it, hold it, hold it, Andrew. What do you mean? Get on top. Slow it down, partner. Slow it down. Because you'll put little ideas in their heads about getting on top of something. I mean, that's what got Joe Hunter Biden in trouble in the first time, the first way. Getting on top of someone, mounting someone, and then you got Joe doing the exact same thing. I mean, these people have they have no shame. They have no shame. And absolutely, Jack Smith is not going to look into this. Jack Smith is not going to, he's not even concerned because he's too busy, I'm hearing, trying to come up with more additional charges against Trump because the charges that he put out there, people are like, oh, that's nothing. You don't have a case.
And Trump is once again ripping his special prosecutor, Jack Smith, all over Truth Social Media, which is certainly an interesting decision from President Trump. I'm not so sure that's the right decision when this guy is so desperate to bring you down. I don't think it's gonna. I don't think he cares if he looks biased. If that's what President Trump thinks he's gonna accomplish by attacking him, thinking that maybe this Jack Smith will have to remove himself from the case. These Democrats, they don't care if they have been outed as being political and biased. We've seen this before.
They don't care at all. But I think what Trump is, what he's trying to do, as he said before, is trying to expose these individuals. He wants his supporters to see these people are completely biased and they're going after me. It is a witch hunt. And if I don't say something, no one else will. No, I've always said here on After Dark with Robin Andrew that if he were just let his supporters, I mean, fight that, we'll do it. We will call it out because we know that the mainstream media won't do it. The mainstream media is too busy saying, oh, look at what Joe did with the economy. Look at all the jobs. And they won't mention the inflation. How many times has fake news, fake news CNN, PMSNBC, and CNBC spoke about inflation? I mean, they have Janet Yellen going to China to try to talk about trade or something, because we know that when Tony Blinken went there, it was a complete disaster. And where is Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State? Why haven't we heard anything from Tony Blinken? Usually the Secretary of State is out front and center. Remember Mike Pompeo, even Hillary Clinton? Where is he? Why is he hiding? Maybe he's hiding because one of the whistleblowers exposed him for having gotten one of the FBI, a member of the FBI, to compose a letter to have 51 intelligence officers to sign saying that the entire Hunter Biden laptop was Russia disinformation. Russia disinformation, the author of it, Tony Blinken, who had previously worked with Hunter Biden and advised him on business deals. Why hasn't that been exposed? Why isn't the media talking about it? They won't talk about it because they don't want you to know the truth. They want you to think that there are great job numbers. Meanwhile, China is ripping us a new one by stealing our intellectual property. China is busy planning up little shops all around us with other countries, while we're trying to demand and force other countries to accept DEI, or we won't do business with you. But look at what they're doing to Africa. You need to accept homosexuality, or we won't do business with you. And Africa said, no, that's fine. We'll go to bed with China. See, we think we're looking at Joe and we're thinking that he's strong and he's powerful because the media is telling you that. But it's smoke screens and mirrors. The job numbers aren't what they should be. They're cooking the books. And if you don't believe it, just look at inflation. Look at your paycheck. Look at how much it's being eaten up by the cost of things. We're in the summer. Look at airline travel. Completely messed up thanks to Buttigieg, who's flying around Andrew on a private jet, he and his partner. And then we want to believe that this administration is doing so great, and you have the media saying, oh yeah, they want to run, they want Trump to run against Biden because they feel that they could win. Well, they feel that they can cheat again and that no one will question them because there'll be so much hate for Trump. Don't look at Trump the man, look at Trump's policies, look at what Trump has done for us. If you guys put Biden back into office, we're all messed up. We're screwed. We might as well be United States of China, because that's what's going to happen. Do not doubt me when I say that this administration is in bed with China. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. But we need to be aware as to what the lies that they're telling us, what's real and what isn't real, Andrew.
Yes, you tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body. And now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true: airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Did you know that doctors and nurses have been swabbing their noses with povidone iodine to protect from airborne threats like colds, flus, and pandemic-era strains for decades? Cofix RX took that idea and made a more complete nasal formula with lasting cleansing effects. Maybe you're traveling soon or going to an event. Are you concerned somebody nearby might be sick? Maybe the office or classroom stresses you out. Get yourself a bottle of Cofix RX nasal solution. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at CofixRX.com.
So when we went to break, I was saying that we need to wake up and see what's actually happening, because there are a lot of lies that are being told that they're putting out there, that they're pushing, and it makes you think, or you would believe that, oh, this is okay. The job numbers are great, and that the economy is great because we see all these jobs that are being created, but that's just not the case. As Andrew mentioned during the first half of the show, is that these are people that are returning to their jobs after the COVID shutdown. There are no new jobs that are being created that's stimulating the economy. That's just not happening.
And the numbers say that the only new jobs that are being created are people who are picking up multiple jobs just to make ends meet, because the inflation is costing them so much to just pay their bills.
Multiple jobs to make ends meet. But they're selling you this rose-colored picture that everything is great, and it is not great. They want you to think that because they want you to vote for Biden. I was watching a show the other night, and they were showing all of the mishaps of the Biden administration, mainly his wordsmithing. And speaking of wordsmithing, did you guys catch Kamala Harris the other night? She was at, I think it was the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and she was trying to define culture, and she was doing her word salad again, and we meet this for the end of the day because it is this and that. And then she started that cackling. This woman is unfit to serve. She should not even be in the White House. These last 4 years were a year of Mickey Mouse meets the circus. I'm serious, Andrew. Have we ever seen anything like this before in our lives? This is something that you would do on a Saturday Night Live skit.
We haven't. And just go down the list. I mean, you've got Kamala Harris, who did that the other day, which is just completely ridiculous. You've got Joe Biden, who's stumbling all over, trips and falls several times a year. You've got Karine Jean-Pierre as the press secretary, who's completely unqualified for her job and just lies up there as easily as she breathes. And you've got John Fetterman walking around D.C., who can't even read. I mean, you're right. This is like a sketch show, but this is the reality we're living in. And then you'll turn on the media and they'll be talking about it seriously. And you'll be like, this just feels like it's made up and pretend. Like, these people can't even believe what they are saying.
And it is made up and pretend. Because if you, I don't even want to say watch carefully, just look and you'll see it is a complete shit show. It is Disney meets the circus, plain and simple. That's what we see here. But they want you to think, oh, no, these guys, these are the best. These are the greatest. These are all smart people. They're Ivy League educated. I don't doubt that they don't have an Ivy League education. But as far as their delivery, it is atrocious. I just can't get over how bad Kamala Harris actually is, Andrew. Because you got to think back when Barack Obama was in office and she became the attorney general in San Francisco. Everyone was talking about her, how smart she was. I even looked at her and I'm like, wow, this is going to be a woman to contend with. Like, she's good looking. This is before she became all dull and ugly and like she is now.
But I was going to say, the years are catching up to her fast, aren't they?
Definitely. I'm like, she's good looking. I'm like, and oh, if I were the Democrats, I would be afraid of her. But then once she stepped out on the big stage, well, then she became the senator. And I started looking at her. I'm like, well, she's not all that. I mean, she's got the crook in her neck. You know how she shakes her neck around when she's trying to prove a point. And then during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, everyone was saying how vicious she was and she was on point and she was asking the most poignant questions. And I'm like, no, she wasn't. She was asking questions that made absolutely no sense. I'm like, are you serious? This is your line of questioning? And then when she ran for the presidency, and she was horrible at that, and then Tulsi Gabbard came in and dealt her the serious blow, and then she backed out. And now all at
Right.
once they've reinvented her and say, oh,
Well,
she's the next best thing since sliced bread.
let's not forget when she ran for president, she endorsed Black Lives Matter fundraiser as they were
Oh,
burning
yeah.
down the cities.
Oh, yeah. And she also said, hey, we should give to the cause to help get them out of jail. She also, we can't forget about this one, Andrew. She also believed Jesse Smollett. She said, believe him. All in liberal Chicago, where he claimed that he was attacked by MAGA supporters, she said, believe him. She went on Twitter.
I think she believed Bubba Wallace too.
Oh, yeah, she probably did. And to this day, Jesse Smollett is yet to stand or yet to face the charges. He's supposed to be in jail, and they let him out. Why? They said, well, we're going to let him out while he appeals. Is he even going to appeal? Is there going to be an appeal process? Or are they hoping that we just forget all about this? The same way they want us to think and hope that the economy is great. Jesse committed an offense. He could have gotten a race riot started, but he's out making movies and singing. We cannot forget what he did. The media won't talk about it, but on Here and After Dark with Robin Andrew, we're not going to let you forget it. The same way we're not going to let you forget that Joe Biden actually has six, seven grandchildren and not six. He's lying. And they're supposed to be this picture family of this picture perfect family of family values, but they're not. They're far from that. They're as corrupt and messed up, and it's embarrassing. And then we find out that there was cocaine found in the White House, and they tried to make it seem as if oh, it was found in a secluded area where no one goes there. It was found in what where, and then from a secluded area where no one goes to, it was found in an area where we have a lot of visitors. Only to find out that near the one was the case, that it was found actually in a secure area that's only supposed to have staff members, Joe's family, and maybe some celebrities. So of that three, of that group, we could very easily pinpoint whose stash of cocaine this belonged to. As opposed to, oh, it could have been a number of people who were visiting the White House. No, that's a lie. They know who it is. The Secret Service knows, the FBI knows, and the Department of Justice knows. But they will not tell us. The same way they probably know who leaked Justice Alito's opinion about the Dobbs decision on abortion. They know all of this. They will not tell you. Now, this is from the same group of people that are constantly leaking information about Donald Trump. Now, they can leak that all day long. They know all the inner workings and the outer workings, but something that's so close to them, they don't know about. Joe doesn't know if he has six or seven grandchildren. Actually, he's saying six. We know that he has seven. They don't know whose cocaine it belonged to, although Hunter Biden has been palling around with his dad for the past couple of months because they're afraid that he's about to fall off the wagon and resort to his old habits. That's the reason why he's around his dad all the time. And the media should say, why is Hunter always there? We didn't elect him to be the president. And you've got to remember, if he's going palling around with his dad on public transportation, he has to reimburse the
Yeah,
government.
I know what a lot of people are thinking, that they're not convinced that these are old habits with Hunter Biden. Perhaps he's just with his dad, selling more influence. He's got to think when his dad Joe Biden gets out of office, Hunter's going to be worth more if he's been photographed at the White House and all of these other events, with his dad Joe Biden, all these other powerful executives around Washington, D.C. When Crooked Joe gets out, Hunter's really going to be able to sell the Biden family name.
He's selling more influence, and he's trying to keep Hunter near and dear because he's also afraid that he's going to fall off the wagon and resort back to full time, I guess, more on an accelerated level of his cocaine habits because he is an addict. But why isn't the media saying, is Hunter paying or reimbursing the government for all these trips? Is he? Because he's always on Air Force One. Now, they asked that of Donald Trump's children. Don Jr. and Eric, now Jared and Ivanka, they were part of the administration. But they said that they would reimburse the government. Why isn't that question being asked of Hunter Biden and his family? The entire family is palling around with Joe. But no one wants to ask. When the cocaine was found at the White House, Hunter was there earlier. And if it isn't, as I said the other night, if it's not Hunter's, what White House staff or celebrity who was there that dropped their stash? But we don't want to embarrass them. No, we the people have a right to know. This is our house. We pay for it. We need to know. If they're going to have all these investigations on Jan 6, why can't they have an investigation about that? We cannot let this family or this White House get off with these serious breaches that are taking place at the White House and the other malfeasance of this family. This does not look good. It is not good. But they want us to think that everything is okay. The same thing with the job numbers. It's okay. Believe what we're saying. But as I mentioned earlier on last night's show, we can't believe them. And we have a federal judge who's telling us you cannot. I mean, that ruling to me was huge, and it was letting me know, don't trust this administration. Now, imagine had this been Trump and had a federal judge came out with that ruling. The media would tell us every day, we can't trust him because you have a federal judge who's even questioning what's coming out of that White House. But they won't say it for Joe Biden because they're afraid that if they say it, and if you start listening, you'll say, this man is not fit to serve. He's been lying to us. History will revisit this. And they will look at this moment and they will say that for 4 years, they had an incompetent imbecile in the White House. Well, they probably won't call him an imbecile. I'll call him an imbecile. But they'll probably say that they had a person in the White House who was challenged. A person in the White House who had dementia, but they tried to cover for him. The person who had his finger on the nuclear codes. Right now, they're telling you don't believe it. That's not what's happening. But we know that that is what's happening. This is very dangerous. We're in dangerous territory. But this is supposed to be the family of family values. We're supposed to look up to them. We're supposed to say, wow, look at what Joe's doing to his family. And you even have one woman on The View. And I think on PMSNBC, they were saying about Joe's son, and we talked about this, that Joe's just showing you the love of his son. And that he's going to keep his son close by, and that deal that he got, it wasn't a sweetheart deal. He loves his son. That's the reason why he's like, he's the smartest man. And he's going to White House events and he's doing this. Or Andrew, could it be? See, I'm thinking that Joe's doing this because he probably got wind by the Secret Service that Hunter Biden had relapsed. And that he was back to his old habits with drugs and alcohol and women. This probably came to Joe, and Joe probably said, okay, I love my son. I'm going to keep him near and dear. Help me with my son. Now, I can see this happening, and don't doubt me, because they will – remember, the Secret Service, whoever they've appointed over them, it's just like they become part of the family. They hear and they see things that they don't even report on. So that's how intimate they are with the family. When Joe goes behind – the official bedroom in the White House, there is a Secret Service person outside the door, just in case Jill decides to attack him. Remember, there was one of the Secret Service came out and said that at one point they were standing outside the bedroom door of Hill and Billary. Hillary, I combined the names of Hill, of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and that Hillary started to attack him, and they burst into the room, and Bill said, no, it's okay. So just imagine what's happening in this White House with them watching Hunter Biden. And they probably told Joe, this is what we're seeing. And Joe's probably said, we need to keep him close by. I want my son with me at all times. I want to save him. I understand it. He's lost a son. He now has a son who's weak. And guys, just in case you didn't know, and I found this out, I knew about it, but I'd forgotten. Hunter Biden got into Yale thanks to Bill Clinton. Bill wrote a letter to the chancellor of Yale a recommendation letter, and that's how he got in, because otherwise he wouldn't have got in, because he's a complete screw up.
Right, he's just been pushed along and propped up his entire life. He is basically the definition of white privilege.
Andrew, I was about to say it. The definition of white privilege. The Democrats love talking about it. They love pointing it out at Republicans, saying, oh, you have white privilege. But this is the definition. This is a carbon copy of white privilege with the name Biden and a D behind your name because you're a Democrat.
Yeah, but I looked it up in the dictionary the other day, and there was that picture of Hunter standing in his underwear, the whitey tighties.
Oh my God. Was it the whitey tighties or the jock? Because he loves to wear the jock. As though he's
oh, you're right. You're Africa. Right. I might have bailed out before I got that good of a look, but I think it was the jock.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. But as I was saying, I'm thinking that he's close by because they probably said, hey, he's teetering, falling off the wagon, and it's not going to look good. So maybe he's keeping Hunter close by, because if Hunter, he sees that the walls are closing in. I mean, this guy's under a lot of pressure. Look at how badly he's aged. He's aging just like his dad. So he's either aging because of his addiction and he's using drugs again, or he's aging because of all the stress, knowing that the walls are closing in. Joe realizes it, and they're saying, we need to keep him close by. We need to keep a finger on him. Do not doubt me when I say this. And then some of you would say, yeah, but why not just let him go to rehab? Joe is afraid that if this kid, this not kid, but man, falls off the wagon and starts talking and sending out emails, he could implicate Joe even farther, because Joe's already been implicating in a lot of the emails. Let's just be clear here. This family has been implicated of running a pay-to-play scam, access to the White House. It's in all the emails that the FBI has had the laptop with the emails, starting with none other than Bill Barr. Bill Barr knew about this.
Yeah, you're right. And the American people are just getting so fed up with this. You look at whenever President Trump did something wrong, or that there was a whistleblower, even if President Trump did nothing wrong with some of these whistleblowers, the Democrats would move so fast, and there'd be hearings on Capitol Hill. It'd be on all the major news networks during the day, just pounding this into people's brain. You look at this Hunter Biden whistleblower that came out recently, and there's nothing so far. I mean, yeah, there's about, 10, 20 Republicans who are moving on it, but we've got so many rhinos in our party, it's hard to believe if it'll take the next step, along with Lauren Boebert's impeachment inquiry.
They don't want it to take the next step. They're trying to protect this family at all cost. That's what's happening here. They're trying to protect the Biden family. And Joe knows it, and that's the reason why he's afraid that if I let this kid go, this man, my son, kid for him, go too far out there, he could possibly implicate me when he starts those midnight texts saying, oh, well, my dad, he's going to let them take me to jail and put me in jail, and it's actually his fault. I've been covering for him. Andrew, do not doubt me when I say this. I do believe that's probably what's happening here. He is afraid. And not only Joe, if Joe isn't afraid, Jill is afraid, or someone in that White House is afraid that this kid is about to explode. So they have to keep up an appearance. They have to keep him close by. Because if they don't, this kid has all, he knows where all the bodies are buried, as they would say. He knows where all the bones are. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
It was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow that said, "Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time." America Out Loud Talk Radio. liberty, and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we're just going to continue on this Hunter Biden story. And just talk about what kind of a scumbag this guy is, what I want to discuss. I mean, these Bidens, the media props them up as being like this perfect family, and Hunter's just had this drug problem, and he's better now. But this guy's actively trying to not take care of his own flesh and blood, his own daughter. And as we talked about the other night, the Bidens don't even want to claim their own grandchild. Hunter doesn't want to claim his daughter, doesn't want to meet her. I mean, these are horrible people. I think you can tell a lot of people about people's morals and character when they take actions like this and just refuse to acknowledge their own flesh and blood, try not even to support them financially, Hunter Biden. This guy's just a scumbag. He tried to deny the child. It was proven it was his. And the media refused to talk about it. And he's just a crack-smoking, junkie loser. And here he is staying at our White House, partying it up on camera all the time. It's almost like the Bidens are just rubbing it in our face. And we all know about the millions of dollars that he's gotten from the Ukraine and China. It's got allegations of money laundering, tax fraud. I mean, this guy is a mess. And here he is allowed in our White House. There really should be some kind of something done by Republicans to not allow him on our house, the White House. What do you think, Rob?
They shouldn't. But as I was saying, and this just came to mind, Andrew. I want our listeners to know that I just thought of this as we're talking about this, wondering why this kid has been like attached to the hip of his dad. And I think it's because they know that he's about to explode. He's going to fall off the wagon. Joe's doing everything he can to save him.
He's going to be showing back up on the porno site soon.
The porno sites. We already have videos with him in the jockstrap and with the hookers, playing around with them, talking all this talk, sharing bongs with them, doing cocaine. We know that he even put them on his tax returns as staffers. And these were the prostitutes. He's about to explode. You think about the Hunter Biden when Biden came into office, and then you look at the guy now. They are, without a doubt, trying to protect this boy, man, from exploding. And they're trying to save him. I understand trying to save someone, but at the expense of the United States, at the expense of just taking us down the tube with you, at the expense of destroying our relationships with all these world leaders. You're lying to the American people. I mean, there was cocaine found at the White House. No one wants to own it. Where they're now telling us that the CIA and the FBI would have wrapped up their investigation by early next week or the end of this week, and that, or have they wrapped it up, and they still can't find out or determine who it belongs to? I mean, this is unbelievable. Of course they know who it belongs to. And meanwhile, they're trying to distract our opinions with these, our attention with these phony baloney job numbers, with the indictments of Donald Trump, so that we can't focus on what's actually happening. It's a diversion. It's misinformation. They want you to stay focused on Trump. They want you to keep with all your hate. They want, oh, you hate him, hate him, hate him. Let's say he did this, he did that. When in actuality, Joe has done this, Joe has done that. This family is corrupt. They have no values. And when you have Americans that will say, oh, no, but Trump, oh, I don't like him. But why? What has he done to you personally? We know that he talks too much. We have family members that talk too much. We have family members that are braggadocious. We have family members that are a bull in a china shop. But those same family members are probably good people. They're not on crack cocaine. Whereas the Biden family, they're that and then some, but they're trying to convince us that it's not them, it's him. And as I said, Andrew, I just thought of this, that they're trying to keep this man near his dad because they're afraid he's about to explode. They're afraid he's going to fall off the wagon. And we know when he falls off the wagon, what he will do. You can go online and Google the Hunter Biden laptop, the content, and you'll see it. I think there's one guy who's got access to the content, and he's putting it out there for everyone to look at. It's real. It's not Russia disinformation. It's real. What does Russia care about this laptop? What do they want it for? They already have the deals with the Biden family. They already paid them millions of dollars. The same thing with China. So when they tell you it's Russia disinformation, just think, but for what? What do they need it for? They're lying to you because they don't want you to focus on the truth. They want you to go inside of yourself and find hate for another person who's done nothing but want to make America great again. They want you to find hate to hate your neighbors to say, oh, he's a white supremacist, she's a white supremacist. When was the last time a white supremacist was arrested? Since Joe Biden and his Department of Justice, they keep saying that's the worst thing that we're right now is white supremacists. When was the last time one was arrested? Go find them and arrest them all. Get rid of them. Why won't they do that? They want because it doesn't exist. They're lying. And that is the reason why this federal judge in Louisiana told them to stay clear of social media, because he realized they're lying and the media is not holding them accountable. So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to issue an injunction and say, stop, leave social media alone. Now, how many times have you told family members of yours, stay off social media? Stay clear of social media because you're putting all the our family business out there, or you're out there spreading gossip. Stay clear of it. That's in essence what this federal judge has done. And if we had an honest media, they would report on it. And when I say honest media, I have to include some of the folks on Fox News because they're not being honest about this. You got Brett Baer, who's always looking at the Trump indictment. Oh, Trump indictment. Oh, look at that. No more indictment. It's like, okay, Brett, we get it. He's been indicted. Okay, what about the other family? Look at what they're doing. But see, it's smokescreen. They're gaslighting you. I mean, all these fancy words that we're now learning about smokescreening, smoke and mirrors and gaslighting and misinformation, all that stuff is coming out of this White House. But people can't see it because they have hate for one person because they think he's a bad guy. And that person is actually trying to help you, to make you better. But you don't see it. You don't see it. Because they're lying. They're trying to protect Hunter Biden. And I think it's time for tough love. Let this kid, if he's going to sink, let him sink. It's time to sink or swim. But we can't continue covering for him. And it's in essence the American people. Our taxpayer dollars are covering for this addict. We're covering for him and his white privilege. We're covering. It has to stop. We can't continue doing this. There are other things in this economy, in this world, that we need to focus on. The threat of China. The threat of terrorists, domestic terrorists, people that are coming here illegally at our borders. We don't know who they are. Look at how they have gotten your attention from what really matters to something that doesn't matter, to something that they have created. Smoke screens and mirror, all these trumped up charges against Donald Trump. And no one is paying attention. Look at what happened with this guy, Jordan Williams and Daniel Penny. Jordan Williams, a black man, killed a man who was attacking he and his girlfriend on the subway. He was trying to defend himself, and he stabbed him with a knife. You're not supposed to have a knife on the New York City subway. It's illegal. It's against the law. You can go to jail. Jordan Williams did not go to jail, and he shouldn't go to jail because he was defending himself. But you know what? Jordan Williams was a black man who killed another black man, so it doesn't matter. We don't care about that. Whereas Daniel Penny, a white man, who was protecting other black people from a wild, erratic black man, well, they're going to indict him, and he's looking at 20 years in jail. And everyone is looking at that saying, yeah, yeah, do it, do it, do it. Gaslighting you. Both the same thing, defending themselves. One gets indicted because he's white and the other one doesn't. Smoke screens and mirrors. Gaslighting. Misinformation.
He was just a Michael Jackson impersonator, man. That's what the left tries to say when they talk about that Daniel Penney case. And it's just completely ridiculous. The guy's been arrested over 50 times.
The Michael Jackson case, I think I mentioned to you guys, I think I might have saw him once or twice when I was out and about in New York City. And yeah, he was, I guess it was good at Michael Jackson, but he also had a dark side. And had I been on that subway, I would have done the same thing Daniel Penny did. I would have defended the other riders on the subway. But see, this administration doesn't want you to see that. They want you to see, oh, this is part of that old whole Trump thing. I wonder if Daniel Penny voted for Joe Biden. Because a lot of people voted for Joe Biden, and these laws are going against them. Smoke screens and mirrors, but see, they have you guys focusing on something completely different as opposed to what's actually happening in our country. And what's happening is that we're falling down, and we won't be able to get back up until we get these people out of office. And as I've said before, I know a lot of people don't agree with me, we have to move the seat of the government out of D.C. because if we don't, this will continue to happen. We have too many civil servants who are in the bed with the swamp, who will not do what's right. They will do what makes them feel good. They will do what they think is right. They will do what is just going to keep us on this trajectory to downhill. The only country who can't define a woman. The only country. And you got people marching to it. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Want to keep us divided. Giving trans people all these rights and trans this, trans, trans, trans. Thanks to Joe Biden, he has a trans person up in the White House. This has to stop. This has to stop. It's time for us to wake up and call it out and say, this makes absolutely no sense. And that is the reason why Hunter Biden has been kept so close to his ailing dad. It's not as if Hunter Biden's going to go and pick Joe up if Joe were to fall. They'd probably both fall together because Hunter's probably high as a kite. Hunter went to Camp David with Joe 2 weeks ago. The media didn't question it. They didn't say, why is Hunter going there on the taxpayer dime? Who's paying for it? He was there so that Joe can keep an eye on him because this man is about to fall off the wagon. And they want you to think that, oh, we have these family values, we're so close, and we're so this. That's another reason why they don't want to talk about that seventh grandchild. Because when they talk about it, Hunter gets enraged. He's mad. Remember when Hunter Biden started banging his sister-in-law? And this was right before Joe said that he was going to run for the presidency? He had his family to issue a letter or a memo to the public saying, oh, we're so glad that they found love at this time of their life because they're both going through a lot. Wanting us to accept it so that Hunter would feel okay. The same thing is happening now. These fake job numbers, indicting Trump for something that Hunter Biden has done. Hunter Biden's had access to the classified documents that were found in a Joe Biden's Corvette's garage. Hunter Biden's cheated on his tax returns. Hunter Biden's had a gun. He wasn't supposed to have a gun because he's a convicted felon. You have FBI agents that are saying we're not going to cover these stories. You have others that are saying whistleblowers that are coming out saying no, this was wrong. They got us to lie. They didn't want to cover the story. David Weiss, the AG in Delaware, wanted to bring charges against Hunter Biden, but he was told not to. But who would have told him that? The Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Although they went before Congress and saying, oh, I have nothing to do with this. Please trust us. You can believe us. Why should we believe them when we see that we have a federal judge just coming out saying, stay away from big tech, stay away from social media, calling their names out? And we're supposed to believe this administration? How are we supposed to believe them when we see with our very own eyes that they are short of any type of moral value, no type of moral code? But we're supposed to believe them? How can we? Believe us because we're the perfect family. We're the virtue of integrity. You have no integrity. You've been lying to us. And you have the American people fighting against each other, taking sides because you don't want the truth to come out because you're mad at one man. Think about it. One man, Donald Trump, one man, they're trying to take him out. Why is that? Why this one person? Why is it that this one person, you have to make him seem as if though he's some evil man? Why? To protect this washed up drug addict who's usurping a lot of public resources, our taxpayer dollars, who claims he's a painter and he's not? Let's look at who's buying the painting. And we'll see that it was all about selling access. The Biden family is a corrupt family. They have no family values. They have no scruples. And they're at the top. They're supposed to set an example. And they have not done that from day one. Because when they entered the White House, they entered the White House on the false premises. And we should be able to see it without recourse. We should be able to see it and know that, hey, it's okay. But for some reason, Andrew, they don't want us to. So what will we do?
Yeah, what will we do? It's hard to believe, but we're already out of time tonight. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora. Wherever you stream, please like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or you can go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you next time, and remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.